This is The Drive on KFH.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's a Thursday edition, The Drive, right here on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, Tom Thurber engineering the show. Max Power is producing. Happy to have you in on it is chilly in the studio today.
A little bit.
All right, you've got your sleeves rolled up. Why is that? Rolling down, it's
comfort
cold.
Comfort thing. I don't like having sleeves rolled down.
I've got the nice flannel shirt on again.
Tommy is angry with you.
Tommy, these are
don't
awesome.
Do that. You can't just pick up flannel at age 71 or whatever it is.
See, there it is again.
It's so easy to tweak you
when
with that.
When you're sitting out there in the pews at my funeral, you're going to be sorry you said all this stuff.
You had a good run.
That's your attitude.
I don't want you to die.
Thank you.
Because then I'm next.
That's the reason you don't want me to die.
There's nobody else between me and you. When you die, I'm next on the ledger.
What does that mean?
There's no other generations. It's not like...
You're fine. You'll be fine, and I'm going to be fine for a while longer. Well, as long as I keep wearing the flannel when it's cold, I don't think my flannel's quite of the quality that Tom's in.
Where'd you get
yours?
Is yours
Walmart? Pretty thick? Is it... No? I got mine at Old Navy.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, that's what I did. I'm sitting at home last night.
Never mind.
What?
Nothing.
Say it.
Yeah, you're the oldest person ever to shop at Old Navy.
Good. I'll tell you what. I am more hip.
What, was Aeropostale not open that day?
I am more hip than...
Now that's funny.
Even Max kind of giggled at that, but then he shook his head. Max doesn't like it when you attack me. Max is my guy, right, Max? Yeah, see? You didn't even know what I was talking about.
I quit the show after that. That's the funniest thing I've ever said. Anyway, continue.
I'm sitting at home last night minding my own business. I'm thinking about nicknames and yours that you threw out there yesterday and just got hammered.
My wife loved it. So
of course she
did. A person with taste and class and doesn't need to call in the sports talk shows.
Visionaries was your... was your run at it.
Yeah.
Didn't get very far, I don't think. But I had an absolute epiphany. I had, I'm ready to now to say we don't need this naming contest. That's how confident I am in this one. And I think you even like it because your reaction was, let me think about it. Which for you is like, gosh, Dad, that's
yeah,
the best.
Yeah, but look at all the feedback you got. No.
Yeah, but a lot of yeses too. And when you can get that many yeses on something this subjective, this is the most subjective thing you can do, is find a nickname for a baseball team. So what we had was, in fact, this is just after my wife said, I really like Meadowlarks. And I said, thank you. And not 15 seconds later, I just had this thought. We're close. Listen, I know I've said that I'm not that crazy about an aviation theme, but then I thought of this one. We're connected to aviation, obviously. It's a part of our culture and our history. We've got McConnell Air Force Base, which is a huge part of...
You say you don't want aviation.
Not only Wichita, but this part of the state, right? You'd agree with that.
Yeah.
The Air Force Base has been there. It's why not the Wichita Flyboys? It's in honor of the great folks at McConnell.
Why not the Fly Guys?
No, the Fly Boys. There's no Fly Guys. Don't muddy
fly
the
boys.
Picture. Yeah, do you know what that means?
Yeah, it's a
That's
term that they
Air
use in
Force
the 60s.
Pilot.
Who's this person on Twitter who said...
No, don't go to Twitter. Go engage with me.
I will,
what
but
do you
I've,
think
got, a,
of that
I've got a problem.
I don't care. They all hate you on Twitter. Yeah, what do you think
right.
about me? I'm the guy today.
Opie Taylor, Opie Perkins. Bob, you don't normally change your opinion, but Jeffrey, on the other hand, folds like a lawn chair. When have I ever changed my opinion?
And Opie's a good kid.
Opie, trust me, we got a grudge now, and that ain't changing. Anyway, fly, boys.
What do you think? Honest to goodness.
I like visionaries better.
Tommy, which do you like better? Fly boys, not even close. And Max, we'll ask you. I know you want Tusk.
Tusks.
We'll talk about it later. But which of fly boys and visionaries do you like best? Fly boys.
Flyboys. We got a team of team of 14-year-olds.
Here's what you can do with it, and I don't even want you to talk because you're you're so threatened
By me. Because you're afraid of criticism.
You're so threatened by me that it's not even funny. So,
I think it's the other way around.
But here's what you have: you got a built-in association with the folks at McConnell, which means the patriotism of this name just drips. You can have the McConnell.
That's where you lose me.
The McConnell Air Guard out.
That's where you lose me.
You can have the McConnell band play the first national anthem. You can so tightly associate
with the Air Force.
And well, that's because you don't you don't have a patriotic bone in your body.
No, because those things are in no way connected. Baseball is baseball. Patriotism is patriotism.
Baseball and patriotism aren't associated.
They shouldn't be.
Well, but it totally is. My goodness, man. Do you know when the 4th of July falls?
On July 4th.
Right. You know what's going on July 4th? Baseball, apple pie.
Great.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
That's pandering to
you. I'm done with you today. Go home. Walk out of the studio right now.
I'd love to.
Let's go to the phones at 869-1240. Here's Andrew. I don't want to get bogged down in this. I don't want to hear your nicknames today. We did that enough yesterday. We got you. But Flyboys is it. Andrew, how are you?
I'm doing great. And by the way, I got to say one quick thing. Actually, two. Flyboys, I love it. I love it so much. I can already think of like the color scheme, you know, like maybe like a blue or something like that. I think it'd look really cool. But
Andrew, if your parents ever get tired of you, I'm taking you in.
Okay, but then I heard the most weird comment I've ever heard. I'm not gonna be mean to Jeff, but like, come on, man, you gotta be kidding me. Baseball in America.
I didn't say America. I'm talking about this faux patriotism that we attach to sports. It just doesn't belong.
It belongs in baseball. It belongs. Come on, man.
When I think of like American and like America sports, I see your point, Jeff. But when I think of America and American sports, baseball is the first sport I think of.
Me too.
Hey, Andrew, let me tell you something. Now, you're 18, right? 17, 18?
17, 18, about, yeah.
This is a learning experience for you today. Jeff Lutz has painted himself into a corner again today.
Good.
That he's going to have a difficult time getting out of.
I don't want to get out of it. I just want to be alone in the corner.
You know what? He's still Jeff Lutz. He's still awesome, so it doesn't really matter.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Andrew, thanks, Andrew. You. We'll see you soon.
Have a great day, guys.
All right. There's Andrew from Mulvane. Here's Mark. Hey, Mark.
Hey, fellas. Hey, you inspired me, Bob, but I love the Flyboys. I think it's got unlimited potential, logo potential there. I want to throw in Sonic Booms. So.
Okay. But look, but Mark, Flyboys. I mean, it's got great mascot potential.
It does. I agree.
Everything.
I agree. It's got unlimited mascot potential and logo potential.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it. you poor guy.
Boys.
Your father, you just can't take it.
I don't care. It's a bad name.
Garrett. Oh, no. Last night you had to think about it.
I did.
Now that I'm getting love for it, it's terrible.
Well, again, hey, Gary. We're appealing to the no offense.
Hey, Gary.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry, Bob. Listen, I love listening to you guys. I'm calling from Derby, Kansas. And one of the names for that baseball team I actually got from you guys that I really like. And I like the old school name, like Meadowlark. To me, that sounds like an old school, like Cardinals or something like that. But I want to add Flyers, Meadowlark Flyers, or even Meadowlark Flyboys, I think would be really cool and old school.
You can't go Meadowlark Flyboys. Come on now, Gary.
Meadowlark Flyers.
No, you got it. It's the Wichita something. It's not. We're not going to name the team the Meadowlark Flyers.
What? Well, you don't think it's a regional thing?
No, this is a Wichita thing. We're not going to be the Kansas something. We're not going to be the South Central Kansas somethings. We're going to be the Wichita somethings.
Wichita Meadowlarks.
I don't mind that, Gary. Thanks for the call. I don't mind Metal Arcs. That was my number one.
It was yesterday.
Until I had this incredible movement in my brain. What's that called?
Epiphany?
Yes. And as much as you're trying to act like you don't like it, deep down you do. I've known you my entire life.
No, I don't.
Oh, you do.
No, I don't. I like the names I came up with, because if I hadn't, I wouldn't like them.
But if you'd thought of this, and I would have told you, that's a great one.
No, you wouldn't have.
No, I would have. Because I was not in favor of the aviation thing. This came out of left field.
Well, I still like mine better. No, you did. You made an effort. And
I'm going to put a poll up. Flyboys.
Well, of course you're going to win.
Why? Put your poll
because
up.
Because people like airplanes and they can't think beyond it.
Let's get to Dennis. Dennis, you're next. Hi.
Hi, Bob. Yeah, I'll tell you what, Bob. The Flyboys, it sounds good and everything. But you got to realize this is 2018. How many groups are going to be on your case because there are women aviators, too?
I get that. But
that's the first thing they're going to jump on. It. Why fly boys?
Because I said so, Dennis. Because at some point, you just have to put your foot down and say, I get you. This refers to everybody that's an Air Force aviator.
And I'll tell you what, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
I tell you what, the visionary, to tell you the truth of the matter, it sounds like a internet startup company to me.
Well, maybe it is, Dennis.
Okay.
Thanks, Dennis.
Have a good day, fellas.
Dennis hurt my feelings.
You like Dennis. We all like Dennis.
I still like visionaries.
I know you do. You've been hammered about it.
Don't care.
You've not had one person call his show and say, I like
it. My wife liked it.
But she's not really.
Yes, yeah,
let
she
me
did.
Tell you that right
see, that's
now.
A good name.
When I told Debbie last night after Metal Arcs, she liked it. I said, yeah, I do too. But when I said, but what about this? And that's kind of how I said it. Listen to this tone again. But what about this? Flyboys. Flyboys.
You're insufferable at times.
And she said, I'm so in love with you right now. This is the exact recreation of the conversation. I have never loved you more.
Well, now you should know about your actions previous to that, if that's what it took for you to love. Shut up. You know exactly what I'm trying to say.
Oh, my God. I've never had more fun. Today on the show.
Go back to talk.
You can't take it. Today on the show. At 425, Taylor Eldridge from the Wichita Eagle and Kansas.com. We'll talk Shockers. Boy, it's hard to find something to talk about. It kind of is what it is.
Right now, yeah.
But the Shockers headed to Houston for a Saturday game. Houston lost for the first time in 16 tries last night. On the road at Temple, very good basketball game. At 445, Kendall Gammon from the Chiefs Radio Network. Does color with Mitch Holtis on their broadcast. We'll continue to throw around thoughts on the Colts and the Chiefs coming up Saturday at Arrowhead. At 525, our Orr-Nissan picks of the week. That's what's coming up on the show today. Did you watch any of the Temple-Houston game last
night? I saw the end, and that was a terrible call.
No, it was a charge.
It was a horrible call.
It was a charge. Here's my problem with that call. By the definition of the rule, it's a charge. I hate it in basketball when defenders set up right around that little circle near the basket and take a charge without any attempt
to play defense.
To defend.
I know. I hate that, too.
Something's got to be done about that rule because, to me, Houston, it wasn't a bad call.
Yes, it was.
Given the rule. It's a bad rule.
The contact wasn't sufficient make a call there.
The contact was sufficient.
He moved over. There was nothing.
No, he didn't move over.
Yes, he did.
He did not.
What do you mean
not.
He didn't move over?
I watched the replay three times.
The contact wasn't direct. He moved his body to the side.
Yeah, I think you're wrong about that.
Well, you can think.
I don't like the rule. I think the call was the right call. It's the rule that bothers me.
Just awful all the way around. Play defense.
But it's fun to watch that game. That was a fun game to watch. That what's the kid's name for Temple? The hyphenated name? Last name?
Pierre-Louis.
Pierre-Louis is just, what a good player he is. All the way around, just a good player. Just a guy that's enjoyable to watch play basketball because he does everything well. And then Shiz was great. What do you got on Twitter?
I got a fun tweet.
Oh, against me.
Yeah.
Well, no, you just love that, don't you?
I do.
Because yesterday it was all against you. You were attacked.
Good. And I came out on the other side stronger than ever.
Calvin Hook, is that what you're going?
Calvin Hawk, get it right.
Calvin Hook. To me, he's a hook. He's a hook, line, and sinker kind of guy. Bob Lutz can scream and shout all he wants. You know what? Am I screaming and shouting?
Yes.
All he wants, but nothing will ever be as cool as Rock Hoppers. Nah. Furthermore, no one puts Jeff Lutz in the corner because clearly the straw that stirs the drive.
Wow.
Let me read Calvin's bio here. He's a Harry Potter fan. That's all you need to
know. I'm following Calvin as we speak. It's a shame that I didn't already.
Houston Astros fan.
Yeah, unfollow.
lives down in Mulvane.
Oh, that's good.
Where Andrew is. So, Calvin, you can bring it any day you want. Anybody with a sense, with any sense, knows that this show is my show.
Yeah. I don't think so.
I don't think there's any doubt about it.
You talk the most, but that doesn't really equate to ownership.
Well, these picks today are pretty important, aren't they?
Coming down to the end.
I think I got a text from Duda, who's red hot. Let's see what he's probably saying. I can't pretend. What did he say? Oh, awful name.
Yeah, I can't even spell awful.
But he beat you in words. How does that happen?
Oh, because he cheats.
he can't stand it. Now, Duda, text me on what you think about Flyboys. And be honest. I'm all for honesty, but to me, Wichita Flyboys, we can end the contest. That's how good it is.
It's not that good.
And I'm not even taking credit for it, honestly.
Who came up with it?
I did, but it just kind of appeared.
No. If that's the name of the team, we've devolved again. We're moving forward past it.
No, we're not. In this particular case, that's just the way it is. I'm looking forward to seeing what's the timetable on this name.
I don't know. Probably within the next couple months.
Find out.
You
get a few. You're not going to get any more names than you've already gotten, right? They've probably been deluged with names over the past couple of days.
I haven't submitted mine yet, though.
Well, they don't.
Maybe I won't. Maybe I will. You can't. You're not going to put me. You're not going to put me in a corner.
Don't. Because then you'll just be upset when it doesn't make
the
top.
No, I won't. I'll be the official scorer for this team. I can enter them into the internet, whatever I want them to be called.
That's just absolutely crazy. Tommy, let's go ahead and take the break. I do want to give away a couple of tickets to see WWE SmackDown Live coming up Tuesday, January 22nd, Intrust Bank Arena. Caller number 1 to 869-1240. To Max gets the tickets today to see SmackDown Live. Stay with us.